Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Cal Nez, and you're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. It is just shortly after 9 a.m. on here in Salt Lake City, Utah, as well as down on the Navajo Nation. Really looking forward to having a discussion this evening about Navajo politics. You know, there's so much to talk about. There's a lot of issues, a lot of concerns, as well as there's some very, very good and positive things that we can pat ourselves on, give ourselves a pat on the back. But I think tonight, one of the things that I am going to talk about is, excuse me, the horse hunting. I have no idea what's going on with that. So I wanted to get your opinion. I honestly, truly want to get your opinion on I'm live. I was looking at my screen. So, horse hunting, that's a very, very, very interesting topic. It's a lot of issues, a lot of talk, a lot of discussion on Facebook, through other social media. People are talking about it. It's very, very passionate, a very, very passionate topic. Some are, it looks to me like some people are for it, some people are against it, and a lot of questions about whose responsibility is it, the horse hunting. There's a lot of issues concerning that at the localized level, or is it central government's responsibility? There's people who are saying that this issue just doesn't transcend just only to the horses, but it also goes to, if we're going to shoot horses, why not shoot dogs? Because we have a lot of dogs that are out there roaming around on the Navajo Nation. And so, I wanted to get your thoughts. I wanted to get your input. You, the listener out there. But I will give you my opinion at the end of the show. And that opinion is, again, it's very, very personal. It's personal because I love horses. And I also am a horse owner. But before I do that, let me just do the Navajo, our traditional thing that we usually do, and that is introduce ourselves. My name is Cal Nez, and I thank all of you listeners out there on the internet that have joined us. I can see the screen, my studio. I can see who's on hold and how many people are listening, how many people can have called in. So when you call in, I can see your number, and so when I activate you, please identify yourself, give me your name and where you're calling from, and your questions or comment, and then we'll go from there. My name is Cal Nez. I am originally from Tosato, and Sesnaustia, Little Water, which is about 22 miles south of Shiprock. And my plan is Tachi Nin Shido Tanesan Ebashin, and that my My chays are not kaidene, and my nullies are betanis. And I was raised on the Navajo Nation, and I'm very, very proud of that. I used to be very embarrassed about that before I left the res, but once I've lived up here in the Salt Lake City area for the past nearly 45 years, now I have grown to love the culture and proud that I am Navajo and that I represent the Navajo people. And not to say that I'm the official representative of the Navajo people, but that while I am in the general public, I represent the Navajo people. There's a lot of other cultures that are there, but yet I'm there, and so therefore I say I'm Navajo, and that's what I mean. And so I am very, very proud of the fact that I was raised very, very traditionally. So that's who I am. I'm also a businessman of, probably about 31 years, and providing design services and graphic design, photography, printing, those sort of things for companies from all over the United States. Some people call it activists, I suppose, but I don't consider myself an activist. I'm a person who's very passionate about certain issues, especially the Native American community. The Native Americans off reservation, I've been an advocate for them in various different venues, politically, socially, community, I guess that's, you know, the same as, you know, socially, but I advocate the Native American people, and so that's what I've done, and so I look at life from a different perspective. But when I saw this thing online about the horse hunting, I was absolutely dumbfounded. I was shocked. And you can tell me, you can give me your perspective as to why that we should shoot horses. And I'll accept that. We might eventually agree to disagree. But for me personally, if I was in a position to be able to put a stop and never to speak about this again, I would. And there are very, very fundamental reasons why that I believe that we shouldn't be hunting horses. Number one is that culturally, Well, what do you think? I mean, again, please let me iterate this thing, that this is my personal opinion. You can go ahead and give me what your thoughts are. And I've read this thing, people saying, oh, yeah, there's a big problem. I'm not saying that there's not a problem. There is a problem. There's a huge problem, and it needs to be addressed eventually. But I think the addressing part of this whole thing has got to incorporate horse owners. How can you place an opinion when you've never ridden a horse? you can say, oh, yeah, okay, well, you know. And I think if you really understand how a horse, or, I mean, being a horse owner, that gives you a different dimension in your opinions and your decisions as to what you're going to do with the horse, whether it's feral or whether it's domesticated or trained, what have you. It gives you a different perspective. I can go in there and say, okay, well, there's all those llamas that are out there on the Navajo Nation. What's your opinion, Mr. Nez? I don't know llamas. I don't know what it's about, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to study what it is, their habits, what they eat, how much they eat, blah, 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 what have you. But for me, just to go out there and to say, okay, well, you know, that llama might be or is eating too much because somebody else says so, I'm going to go ahead and make that opinion. I think that's a little inaccurate. And how many people out there in the Navajo Nation and on Facebook that I've been having discussions with are making those decisions and making those opinions based on that? Okay, I'm not a horse owner, but I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of horses being, you know, there's a lot of horses eating a lot of grass out there, and they're ruining the environment. Well, it's just not horses. Well, there's cattle, too. There's llamas. There's sheep. Which one of these are the biggest problem? Well, it just so happens, if you go and look at all these four across, the llamas are typically, I don't see any of them running around wild. Sheep, I don't see them running around wild. Cattle, there might be, but I think people tend to take care of their cattle. But the horses, it's tough to take care of them. But these horses can live on their own. So can cattle. So I think the care, does it come to care? I say that it is about care. Well, do these people who let and release these horses, did they care about their horses? Why is the government sitting here fighting, making decisions at central government because some guy or lady over on from Cameron area who could not afford a horse, so they just let it run wild? Why is the central government's problem? And then why is central government making decisions without public input? I would say, let me make a quote there by saying, I'm just assuming that they've made a decision without public input, because all of a sudden this thing kind of just broadsided us. And here we are talking about horse hunting. So, you know, I'm going to continue to talk about this thing. So I am going to bring a caller on. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio, and my name is Cal Nez. I am your host, and I'm talking about you can open up other discussion. So I'm going to bring this caller on, and love to hear from you. Yate, can you hear me okay? Hello, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Oh, I can hear this person. There was a cough right there. Hi, my name is Cal Nez. You're on Navajo Talk Radio. What is your input? First, give us your name and where you're calling from.
Oh, hello?
Oh, there you are. Yateho. This is Cal Nez. Who am I speaking with?
I'm calling from Pinon.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of points. There's a lot of angles to the animal problem, issues, there's so many questions, so many unanswered
mm-hmm.
questions.
Mm-hmm.
Down through the years, you know, we have grown and lived with animals, cattle, sheep, horses, and so on. But
mm-hmm.
at some point in time,
exactly.
Auto, make sure they have water, forage, grass.
Mm-hmm.
Let them eat first before you eat. I didn't know that there was a horse hunt that's in progress. And who are the one that make these decisions? You know, and were they forced to make decisions to shoot and kill horses?
Mm-hmm.
And how humane is that? I need them to leave their That's how important spiritual significant animals they are. Okay, so you know that's my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be a solution. We've been talking about problems all these years for years and years. We've just been talking about problems. How about the solutions? We need to identify some specific solutions. There's rangers out there that knows, there's council delegates that are leaders, chapter officials. To mm-hmm. auto voters, let's shoot horses, let's kill them. That's essentially what they're saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm confused. I don't know. So maybe other callers would have more insights on what solutions.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your, I really, really, I mean, I think you're right on point and I totally agree with you. Here's the thing. I call the Division of Natural Resources today because they're the oversight over the Division of Fish and Wildlife, Land Management, Land Department. I can't remember how many departments are there. And I ask them, Chesha anu, Chesha binahat aoti dehot oiyotis. I am just blown away. This is exactly what I said to them. I'm not going to name the name of the lady who I was on the phone with, but the answer came back to me and they said it was all of the division directors. They came together and made a decision and voted on it that they're going to have this horse hunt. And so not until today, after I post this on Politics on the Navajo Nation, did the Office of the President issue a statement saying that they're going to put a stop to it, so it's not going to happen. which is, you know, which is good. And I, there's one thing, which is to say, there's a huge problem here. We know that. It's not just a horse problem. There's dog issue. There's cattle issues. There's overgrazing, the beda, all of these things. But the fact of the matter is that Hadisha, it's true. You know, whatever it is, so it's our land. In different areas, well, that in itself, he didn't have to have central government or have anybody give him that advice. Common sense. Well, here is David Oitanya. Well, Otto central government is the one that made that choice. But here's the thing, his solution is that I will argue with anybody about the fact that this is not central government's problem. This is localized. Every chapter, eight bebenantabi hullo, Otto in each of these chapters, the Nebesh Beda Hosen, Kong eight Nebekashin da Kai, Aro Koin da Nishka, Hoto, Hito, the Nashe da Hosen. So here it is, Koin Shink at Ojin Jay. It's true, some of these horses went across the boundaries to another different area. But it's still the fact is that people understand and know that there are feral horses out there. But the thing is that, okay, let's find out what these localized people, the Bebenantado, the horse owners and animal livestock owners, don e arabitahoto ata. And let's try to come to a solution. The most logical thing that I can see is that let's gather these horses up. And it's true, there's other horses that are not branded. Well, so you've got two sets of problems. In my opinion, whoever let these horses go has got to be held responsible. I remember over in Satlowski, in my area, some of the families just could not take care of it. But you just don't let the horse go. You go over there and you give it to a responsibility to sell it, something. But just don't just, okay, there goes my horse. And then what are the other options? Maybe they might not want it, so they give it back to the nation. Now what are we going to do with the sets of horses? Those are some very, very, then this, that's a very, very complicated issue. And we have options. It's just not one. There's several options available to us is what we're going to do with these horses. The last thing that I can see is that it's definitely not shooting them or hunting them like game. So one of them, there is like here in Utah, there's the horse, wild horse and burial adoption program. They get rounded up, they're trained, they're housed, they're domesticated, trained, and then they're sold to people throughout the world, literally. And there's a possibility that we can do that. How come we have lots of horse owners, but these feral horses, after they're brought in, are we afraid to train them? Why we can't add another one or whatever it is? We have all these talent. Why can't we train them? The other one is, you know, we can sell them off market. But then again, we get into the financial issue. Base of chapter Hafna and Anit Dego. Well, are they going to bring this back to, is it going to come to the chapter? So we only have a very few minutes, but I'm going to bring one more caller on. What's your thoughts on it? You listen to Navajo Talk Radio at A505.
Hello, is it me?
Oh, that's you. Uh-huh.
All right, this is Richard.
What's your thoughts?
See, I'm against killing horses, hunting, and shooting.
This raiders?
I don't have a land, or I local level visit in some of the community that has land and grazing community, or I just myself. It's not like central government or Russell Begain, AWD, because he doesn't know our community, our land, our deed is a local issue, and these land owner and grazing, they need to resolve, and in Navajo way, thing is a holy gift, Dania.
Oh yeah.
They distance thing. So it's it's not. Do not say that. Maybe option to thing. But not slaughter. Don't take it to slaughterhouses. It's just like. Just like dogs, dogs and so on.
There you go. Yeah. Yep. I agree with that.
He doesn't know anything about horses.
Appreciate it. Most of these division directors possibly could, the same thing could happen. So I appreciate it. Yeah, Lana. Well, right, I'm going to go to another caller. Richard, thank you so much. Thank you for your opinion. Yeah. This is going to be my last caller, and then I'll put them into my last comments. And yeah, 310.
Yeah, see.
Hey, my man from California.
Hey, Cal,
no?
How you doing?
Doing good. Real quickly, we only have about a few seconds left here. Horse, or just whatever it is, tonight we're talking about horse hunting.
Well, the horse issue doesn't really, it does involve the owners or whoever owns these horses, but also, it also involves the people who don't own these horses, because we're living on the reservation. We come and go. Sometimes there's accidents that do involve horses. Sometimes this average person stumbles upon either a horse injured or suffering. You know, they get caught in cattle guards and, suddenly we're responsible, for taking either a rescuing or we had to put it out of this misery. You know, it does factor to the local people as well, too, that are not horse owners as well. I know.
It was
a shock to hear that. It was a shock to hear that this option was on the table. But then, is it just because it's the cheapest way? Is it just the? I mean, there could be probably another, a better, more humane solution to this. But I think maybe the Navajo Nation just had this idea like, hey, other places are doing it. Some are hunting wolves. Some are hunting these other animals because they're overpopulating. But, this was really a shock. You know, horses are beautiful. They're part of our culture now. Now they are. And there's only a few people who still use horses. I mean, it's kind of that generation's moving away. But, they're still beautiful creatures. Out here in New Mexico, I'm in New Mexico now, Cal. You see them roaming the land. You see the horses roaming the land. I don't see people don't really have a problem with the horses out here, but on the reservation, you know, they're starving, they're hungry, they wander around trying to look for food. And, you know, they get caught. They get sometimes they do get hit, and yeah, it's a problem there. But I'm sure the Navajo Nation couldn't think of another solution than just that option. I mean, we're Native Americans. We're supposed to be proud of these. We're proud of these cultural things. We're proud of these animals. You know, we also don't want to be known as, you know, to the other tribes that we have taken this option to, you know, slaughter these beautiful animals. Yes. Well, it's good.
We'll talk about this again real soon. I mean, I'll put another post. It looks like there's a lot of interest in this. So let's keep talking about it. And I'm zero time now. But let me just make my closing. Thank you, my friend, and all the callers. Again, my name is Cal Nez. You're listening to Navajo Talk Radio. And here's another thing. I think all the callers hit it right on the button, and that is that it belongs to the localized issue. Shasha Audubon Diti, Chaitoi, what kind of recommendations are we going to make? You know, we might not all agree on how we're going to bring this resolution at the localized level. Not every chapter, you know, the horse issues it varies from chapter to chapter. So those are some of the things, because some are greater, some might be little, you know, so we've got to address it. We got to allow the localized government, the Bebenantadat, and then even the owners. And I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who might be interested. So that brings all sorts of issues to this table, or solutions, I should say, to take a lot of these horses in or adopt. And I agree with Richard. I don't agree with bringing these horses in for slaughter. I think they're too beautiful. But another, I'm going to close with this thought. Ashibahatzit. She would obviously don't know. That's the only way, I would assume. What, somebody's going to go rope and choke one to death? But horse hunting, you go shoot. The first thing that I imagine that people haven't even thought about is that Shan Cheshi We will address this again. We need also care about our land, but let's first save these animals and then begin to make resolutions from the localized level on up. This is Cal Nez. You're talking to Navajo Talk Radio, and thanks. Are you listening to Navajo Talk Radio? And thanks again for calling in, and for all those listeners, I really, really do appreciate it. I will put another radio show together. Shalom.